T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:32. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, August 14th. This fall could be one of the worst from a public health standpoint that the U.S. has ever faced. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield, warns the combination of flu season and the pandemic could leave the U.S. struggling. He said in an interview with the medical website WebMD that everyone has to take precautions, like frequent hand washing, wearing a mask, and social distancing. Redfield also says the situation may not have been so bad if the CDC could have gone to work with Chinese health authorities at the start of the outbreak.
I had asked my counterpart, George Gao, you know, to have us come join him back on January 3rd, to put CDC in to work alongside him to try to understand the outbreak as it was unfolding in Wuhan. You know, I think if we had been able to get in at that time, we probably would have learned quicker than we learned here that, in fact, it is highly infectious.
Redfield is also urging Americans to get a flu vaccine. Getting into a building on the KU campus this fall? Well, there's an app for that. Kansas Information Network's Danielle Norwood with the story.
KU will reopen to students, faculty, and staff this fall by requiring them to use a mobile health app to check for symptoms of the COVID-19 virus before allowing them in campus buildings. Users can use the CV Key app to conduct a self-assessment of their COVID-19 health status at home and then generate a QR code to have access to campus buildings. By using the app, individuals do not have to disclose personal health information. The self-assessment and health-related information are strictly confined to the user's mobile device.
According to the designers, the only information the QR code provides is a simple yes or no as to whether the person's health assessment meets the criteria to enter the building that day. The app cannot be used for other functions, such as location tracking or contact tracing. Some good news about the coronavirus. Fewer people are succumbing to the disease.
The coronavirus continues to tear through the country, getting tens of thousands sick each day, wreaking havoc on the economy, shutting down schools, and forcing people to isolate from friends and loved ones. It all sounds terrible, but wait. Even as the number of COVID cases skyrockets, the number of people dying is way down. During the worst of the pandemic, 3,000 Americans were dying every day. Now, the death rate is around half that amount, still terrible, and the CDC says the mortality rate has been heading higher in recent days. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
7:35 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's get that weather forecast heading into the weekend. Meteorologist Dan Holliday with us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of high pressure is over the central part of the country, and that's giving us a few patchy clouds in spots. But for the most part, mostly sunny and warm again today. We should reach 93 for the high. After midnight, a frontal boundary will move through. Our low 71. Partly cloudy, only 89 for the high on Saturday, 86 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
I'm currently in Wichita. We have a breeze out of the northeast. It is sunny and 74 degrees as we head into the weekend. KNSS news time is 7:36. Is there anything we can all agree on these days? Well, maybe. There's a new book out called United We Eat, and
it's more than just a cookbook. And we do have the author with us today. Let's welcome American University School of Public Affairs, executive in residence, author of United We Eat, Capri Cafro. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Can we find something to agree with in United We Eat?
Well, that's certainly the plan. That was what I hoped to do in all of this. I actually was an elected official myself for 10 years. I served as the minority leader of the Ohio Senate. I'm from Ohio, so a fellow Midwesterner. And while I was in office, before I was term limited, often I would work across the aisle to try to get legislation off the ground in a bipartisan manner. And when I would bring in a pie when we would have some victories, bring the offices together, trying to build fellowship and really trying to bring folks together. So it was from that experience of using food to unite people across the aisle as an elected official, I thought to myself in this divided time, how can we find something that we all can agree on that is humanizing, that we can relate to? And so we have, and also tell the nation's story through food. And that's what we did. All 50 states and the District of Columbia are represented. We have about 24 current and former political and elected leaders that contributed to this book as well. The remainder of the recipes were ones that I developed and adapted. And so it's really a fun book and one that I hope is uplifting at a time where, you know, we really are facing a lot of challenges in our nation.
I would imagine that this project certainly had its interesting twists and turns as you start examining food from around the entire nation.
Sure, no question about it. Well, you know, for Kansas, actually, it was a former elected official, former Secretary of Agriculture and Congressman Dan Glickman that actually he submitted a peanut butter cookie recipe with pretzels, which is actually quite interesting. And he talks a little bit about how in his new life at the Aspen Institute, post-public service, he brings people together over breakfast and tries to use food as a tool, again, to bring people together and create dialogue. And so we talked that in the folks that are actually political leaders, I had asked them to share examples and along with their recipes of how they've used food to bring people together. And then I did a lot of research on the different states, on their agricultural production, on whether or not they had a state food of some sort, you know, a whole host of things. If they had companies that were based there that were food and iconic. So it definitely has been very fun. I've learned a lot about the states that I worked on for sure.
Capri Cafro, from the author of the book United We Eat, where may people obtain this book?
Well, right now, United We Eat is available on Amazon, and in the fall, it will be available at additional retailers and independent booksellers.
Do you have a favorite recipe?
Gosh, I actually really like the Smith Island 10-layer cake from RNC chair Michael Steele. It's really a labor of love. It's got 10 layers, but it is incredible when you actually put it all together. And hey, it's bipartisan. I'm a Democrat. He's a Republican. So there you go.
All right. Capri, thanks for joining us today and best of luck with the book.
Thanks so much for having me.
That is the author of United We Eat, so much more than just a cookbook. Capri Cafro joining us today. And we thank her for her time here with Steve and Ted in the morning. So you can check out that cookbook. That sounds pretty interesting. United We Eat. It is 7:40 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS as we head into this weekend on a Friday morning. It's good stuff. It is a federal judge has ruled that a man in Rhode Island sentenced to 15 years in prison for taking part in a plot to behead a blogger on behalf of ISIS will be released early because of the pandemic. The judge ordered Nicholas Ravinsky's release this week. Ravinsky's lawyers argued that his medical conditions, including cerebral palsy and hypertension, make the 29-year-old particularly vulnerable to serious illness from COVID. He was sentenced just 3 years ago after pleading guilty to conspiracy for his role in the plot to kill a woman who organized a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest in Garland, Texas. Ravinsky testified against David Wright, who prosecutors called the mastermind of the plot. Some people that you thought were going to be behind bars for a long time are getting out because of the pandemic. 7:41 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. when that ice cream truck comes down the street, you can hear the same old song every time, Turkey in the Straw, usually, blaring from the, you know, distorted from the speakers. But we might have a new song for ice cream trucks. We'll tell you, and it's written by a guy that's in the Wu-Tang Clan. We'll have more on that coming up. Steve and Ted, KNSS, 741.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.